The Lord is calling us higher, and it starts with prayer. Join us week after week as ministry leaders from all over the world intercede on behalf of the singles. The Singles Prayer Call is designed to encourage single women and men to become whole, to develop a strong relationship with Christ, to produce good fruit in their lives, to find their purpose, to work in excellence, to develop a stronger prayer life, and reading the Word of God. Stay tuned for the Singles Prayer Call.
Prayer. I see my mom on. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Feel free to share this to your friends and invite them to the group as we pray. The Lord has been pulling on my heart to get up on Saturdays to pray like we started, because Singles Who Pray was founded on prayer, on the Singles Who Pray calls. And I, you know, went a different direction, but we are still going to get on and pray, even if it's not on a call, it's on Facebook. You know, the technology does change. So I'm just going to introduce myself. I am Coach Danielle Powell. Many of you know me as Coach Danny. I am the founder of Singles Who Pray. If this is your first time tuning in, feel free to join our group if you are on YouTube. I am a content creator for YouVersion. I have many devotionals on that app. And it's geared for my singles, and also all believers alike, and also new believers. As you come in, feel free to tell us where you're from. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are so grateful that you joined us on today. I know it's early, but you guys are up, so we are going to pray. Amen. So as you come in, feel free to tell us where you're viewing from. Many of you are from different parts of the world, which is a blessing. We have people. Good morning, Tiffany. Good morning, Jamie. Hello, guys. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. It's such a blessing. I'm also a Christian life coach. If you guys need coaching, you need prayer and a plan. Let me say that one more time. If you need prayer and a plan, feel free to sign up for coaching. You can log on to daniellepowell.com and you can sign up there for a discovery call, and we can see where you are as you come in. We have someone from Connecticut. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm trying to get you guys some time to come in. From North Carolina. Okay, North Carolina's in the house. Amen, amen, amen. So I am so excited of what the Lord is going to say on today. So I'm trying to give some people some time. I hope you guys are having a great Saturday. You have a great start to the weekend. And again, I know it's early, but we're up, and I don't care if it's 6 people or 20 people, we are going to pray. I just want to encourage the singles on this morning. We are in the week. Upcoming week is Valentine's Day, and I know this could be a little triggering for many singles, but I'm going to encourage you guys on today what the Lord has for me to say. And a special welcome to all those who are listening on the replay and also on the podcast. I'm going to share this link on the broadcast. So welcome to everyone who will be listening on the replay. Amen. As you guys come in, feel free to share where you are from. Feel free to invite someone to the group. We will love to have them. All right, so I'm going to just get into the scripture. Go with me to 1 Corinthians 13:4-7. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its way. It's not irritable. It keeps no record of being wrong. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices when the truth wins out. Love never gives up. Love never lose faith, and is always hopeful and endures every circumstance. Amen. As I mentioned earlier, we are, as you come in, hello, hello. Feel free to comment. Tell us where you're from. Feel free to tell someone about the broadcast. So we are in a season of love with Valentine's Day coming up. And like any holidays, let's be, you know, guys, I keep it real on here. Like any holidays, if you're single, it could be Valentine's Day, it could be Christmas, it could be Thanksgiving, it could be New Year's. Sometimes it's a little triggering when you are single, but I'm here to tell you, you can overcome the sadness or the loneliness that you may feel during these holidays. Remember that a day does not define who you are, and that this day does not define your singleness. You are wonderfully and fearfully made, and you are God's greatest creation. And I'm going to give you guys good morning from Orlando, Florida. Amen. As you come in, guys, tell me where you are from. Good morning from New York. Amen. And I'm going to give you guys an assignment this week, because I don't want you guys to get all sad or, you know, get all worked up because of one day. So I'm going to be a life coach right now and give you guys an assignment this week. When you have the urge to compare yourself and your situation to others, write down affirmations that tells about your uniqueness, how God has made you unique. So I want you guys to write down some affirmations that talk about your uniqueness. Whenever you feel that urge to compare or just say, like, God, are they in a relationship? Why are they married and I'm not? Think about how God has made you unique. And sometimes it's hard, you know, when you're single and these holidays come up. Some of you may have went through a breakup, recent breakup, and you were hoping to spend Valentine's Day with the love of your life. Or now you are single and you feel lonely. You have a desire for a kingdom spouse, and nothing is wrong with that. Don't let anyone tell you. But you have these new narratives like, oh, you shouldn't be wanting to get married. You shouldn't be focusing on that. But you are human, and if God put a desire in your heart, it's okay to have the desire. Some of you are tired of waiting and you're like, Lord, when is my turn for love? And some of you are saying to God, I've been focusing on myself. I've been spending time with you. I've been content in my singleness. When is my turn for love, Lord? Some of you said that last week. Where is my boo? But we have to continue to allow God to work on our singleness, work on our kingdom marriage as it comes, because it's coming. Some of you, is going to come when you least expect it. And even on another flip side, this holiday is a time to show the person who you are with that you love them. But also, this holiday can disappoint people who are in relationships or even marriage. Sometimes it doesn't meet people's expectations of gifts, restaurants, gestures. And sometimes some people are not happy. But if we can just use this holiday and every day to love out loud, we can fully operate in the love of God. So as a single, let this year and every day be a day where you show love and be love. So the topic for today is love out loud. As you come in, guys, feel free to comment, tell me where you are from. I'm so grateful that you are joining us on today. It's early, but you guys are here. So the topic for today is love out loud. Becoming the love of Christ. Go with me to 1 Corinthians 13 and 13. Now, faith, hope, and love abide. These three, but the greatest of these is love. One way to love out loud is loving others. Go with me to John 13 and 35. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. One of the greatest things we can do as believers, as singles, is to love others. We show the world who we serve by being love. Many of us, we desire marriage, but are you able to love people through tough seasons? Sometimes life happens, there are unexpected turns, there's job loss, there are, you know, just hard situations. And sometimes our moods are different when we come across different situations and we don't know how to deal with it. And sometimes we're not feeling like ourselves. We're not the happy person. We're not, you know, the person that most people know, or you're around someone that changes in their moods. Are you able to show love no matter what? Some of us need to think about that today. Are you able to show love to a person no matter what? Right? That's something to think about. Are you able to love people that you don't like? That's a whole other story. Are you able to love people that you don't like? Are you able to love people who get on your nerves time to time? God is looking for us. And my pastor spoke about growing in love last week. And that really touched my heart, because we need to grow in love. And as singles, we need to grow in love so that when we are connected with our spouse, we are ready operating in love. And it will be so easy to love our spouse, because that's the person that we are in marriage with, they're going to do the absolute worst to us sometimes. Like, they're going to get on our nerves a lot. Okay? Let's be real. But we have to be able to love. What do you do when your love is tested? Sometimes our love is tested by people that are close to us, our family, our friends, our coworkers. Sometimes our love could be tested in relationships. Again, going back to kingdom marriage, in relationships and connections, even strangers can test our love. So we are called to grow in our love on today. God calls us to love. I know it sounds easier than done, but it's something that we have to work at on a daily basis, extending grace to others, just like God extending grace to us. You may feel like you are always loving, always extending grace to others, and nothing is working out for you. You feel like you're getting the short end of the stick every time. But I'm here to tell you, God honors how you love people. God honors how you extend grace to people, and it's not in vain. Quick story time. You guys know I always have a story. I posted on Facebook yesterday, show love, and I put a scripture, and God will always test you when you decide to really say something, and he wants you to really live that life, right? So quick story, literally moments after I post this quote about showing love, I went to the store near my job, and I was waiting to check out, and a lot of people were on the wall waiting for actual cashier, and the worker came and said, anyone wants to get on the express line? So I'm like, oh, definitely. So I made my way to the express line, and it was a tight space. So as I walked down, this lady screams at the top of her lungs, "You hit me!" And guys, when I say she's screaming, I live in New York, and guys, you know that New York is always busy, is always people just around, and at this point of time, it was a lot of people in this store. So everyone is looking at me like I hit this lady, and I'm like, I did not hit you. In my head, I was so I was upset. I'm not even going front. I was mad because I know I literally probably brushed the lady with my bag, and it wasn't like I hit her with the bag. It was like a light touch, but she acted out like crazy, and everyone was looking at me, and everyone was like, "What did you do to this old lady?" So I'm just pissed in this moment, and God just, the Holy Spirit worked on me in that moment. And I went to her, I said, "I'm so sorry. I did not see you there. I apologize." And God, she gave me this evil look, looked me up and down, and I just walked away because I said sorry. There's nothing else I can do. But I'm trying to tell you guys, God would test our love, even when it comes to strangers. And like old Michelle Obama said, when they go low, we go high. And God was looking for me to rise above that situation in that moment and not react to, lies. Because she was basically trying to like make a scene and make it seem like I hit her. And I'm just like, that did not happen. But loving out loud means to rise above. That's exactly what it means. So go with me to 1 Corinthians 16 and 14. Let all that you do be done in love. And as you guys come in, feel free to comment, tell us where you're from. Thank you for joining us. So that means to do things in love, letting all that you do be done like Jesus. Put your love on it. Simple. Another story time, a few years, because we're talking about being content in our singleness, really showing love in our single season. And I'm going to give you guys another story time, and then we're just going to get into prayer. A few years ago, and I hope this blessed someone because God put this on my heart to share this, I was really down, and I know many of you can relate to that. Really down during the Valentine's Day holiday. It was like 2 months after a breakup, and I was already, like, when I was with the person, I was really planning that, oh, we're going to spend Valentine's Day together. But then we broke up. And when Valentine's Day came, I was still kind of down about it. So I was really dreading Valentine's Day. But me and my little cousin, we decided to volunteer on Valentine's Day at this church. Shout out to my little cousin, Nandi. And we found an opportunity to serve on Valentine's Day, just to get my mind off of you know, the holiday and just the expectations, because I had expectations that this is something that we were going to finally do together, but we broke up. So this church, they had like weekly dinners where they served the less fortunate, and some people will come for the dinner, and afterwards the pastor will give a Bible study for all those who came to the dinner. And it was such a great experience because I was serving others, I was serving the elderly, I was talking to people, just showing love to people on Valentine's Day. Like, the day, it just went by so fast. I wasn't even thinking about the holiday. And sometimes in your singleness, you have to take the attention off of yourself and off of your situation and put that attention on helping someone else. Let me say that one more time. Take the attention off of yourself in your situation and put that attention on helping and serving someone else. Someone needs an encouraging word from you. Someone needs your love. Someone needs your empowerment. And this will help you to look at your situation differently. I don't know who that is for, but maybe you need to get out there on Valentine's Day, find a volunteer project, something that you can give back on that day. Some young mother needs your helping hand with their kids. Some young boy or young girl needs a mentor. Your community needs you to stand in the gap. Your place of worship needs your gifts so that you can impact the kingdom of God. Don't spend any more time complaining about your singleness. I'm giving someone today, let this be the last day that you complain about your singleness. Yes, we have moments, we have human moments. It's okay to cry. It's okay to be sad. It's okay, but don't allow yourself to stay there. All right? I'm telling someone right now, don't feel like you can't feel those feelings, because we're human. We're going to feel sad. People always ask me, how do you navigate your singleness? You seem like you're so content. I have my moments. I'm like, God, like, where is my husband? But God always puts my mind back in perspective, put me back into getting busy in my purpose, put me back into serving. That's how I overcome those moments of like, wow, God, where is my husband? So I don't know who that's for. I know it's for many of you guys, but don't stay in a season of complaining. Use this season to get busy in purpose, to serve, to find your passions, to live, travel, do all of that, because when marriage is coming, and some things you ain't gonna be able to do when you get married, let's be real. And also remember to do everything with love. Whether you're on your job, some of you may not feel like this is your dream job, but do it in love. Work with others in love. Be an agent of love. The way you take care of your family, do it with love. The way you serve your church, your community, do it with love. Do all things with love, because one day you will be married, and how you care for your husband, your wife, and your children, treating your husband and wife with respect, publicly and privately, doing things in love. May people always feel the love of Christ through you. Amen. And the last thing I'm going to share, loving out loud, is knowing that Jesus loves you. And it doesn't matter where you have been, what you have done, what you did last night, what you did last week, what you did an hour ago. Jesus loves you. And when this week or any other week gets hard, always think about the goodness of God, the love of God, how God loves you. Some of you need to say out loud, Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Write down this week when you feel like you're going through the motions and you're going through the disappointment of this holiday. You need to say it out loud or write it down. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me, until you feel it, till you believe it. Jesus loves me. Some people, we don't even say that out loud. We don't even say that anymore. But some of you need to get back in the habit of saying, Jesus loves me. And nothing can separate you from the love of God. And there is power in the name Jesus. We just say it out loud, that Jesus loves me. So go with me. I'm gonna give you a few scriptures about the love of Christ. 1 John 4:10. This is real love. Not that we love God, but that he loves us and sent his son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. And Jesus loves us so much that he sent his only son to die for our sins. Many people were like They were riding with Jesus and then they turned on him, right? They were lying on him. They were, you know, taunting him. And Jesus still went to the cross to die for our sins. That's love. You know that song by Kurt Franklin? That's love. That's love. Go with me to Romans 5 and 8. But God demonstrates his love for us in this. When we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5 and 8. And lastly, 1 John 4 and 16. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in us. Amen. As you come in, this is a pop-up prayer by Singles Who Pray. I'm Coach Danielle Powell. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Feel free to tell someone about this prayer call. I will probably do a part two next week just to talk more about love out loud, talking about self-love, talking about knowing ourselves in Christ. And so let's just get ready to center ourselves in prayer. I just want to say thank you to everyone who has been submitting their prayers in the group. Every week we've been having a prayer wall. I like to call that a prayer wall. And many of you have been submitting your prayers, and I've been praying online for them, and also in private and praying over the prayers, prayer requests. And we're going to pray for the prayer requests today. Feel free to put it in the chat if you didn't get a chance to your prayer request, and we are going to pray. And I'm going to pray for the prayer request at the end. So let us pray. Father God, and in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for this being a day we have never seen before. We thank you for you being a God that never fails. You are so holy. You are the Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end. And for that, we want to give you glory. And for that, we want to give you praise, Lord. We come to your mighty throne of grace because you are a wonderful God. You are a holy God. You are a way maker. You are a provider. You are perfect in all of your ways. We can't live without you, Father. We can't move without you, Father. We just want to give you all the glory and all the praise, Lord. We lift up this broadcast to you, oh God, saturated with your power, saturated with your presence, oh God. Lord, may someone come against this broadcast and give their life to Christ, oh God. Their souls belong to you, oh God. We praise you in advance for their soul coming to Christ, oh God. Lord, we thank you for every single person, the singles that are listening. You know their location, you know their name, you know them one by one, you know what they're in need of. Lord, we ask that you would give them a breakthrough on today, oh God. Answer a prayer for them on today, oh God. Draw them closer to you on today, oh God. Lord, we ask that you would put a fire in the singles, oh God, to run after you like never before, oh God. Lord, increase their prayer life, oh God. Increase their dedication to you, oh God. Increase their fortitude to read the word daily, to grow in the word of God. Lord, we thank you for how they are elevated in this season in prayer. We thank you for how you are giving them the victory on today, oh God. Lord, we thank you for you being the one who has set us free, oh God. You didn't let us die in our sin, oh God. You brought us out of a dark place, oh God, and you brought us into the light. And for that, we want to give you glory. And for that, we want to give you praise. You've been so good to us. You've been so kind to us, oh God. You have been a lifter of our head, oh God. So we glorify your name on this morning, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We just want to give you honor. We just want to give you praise, oh God. There is no one like you, oh God. There is no one like you, oh God. Lord, we thank you for delivering us from our sins, oh God. We thank you for delivering us from habits that don't honor you, oh God. We thank you for delivering us from certain mindsets, oh God. We thank you for delivering us from shame, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for setting us free on today, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, help us to put you first in this season, oh God. Lord, remove any distractions that is pulling us away from your dedication to you, oh God. Help us to stay planted where you have put us, oh God. Help us, oh God, to have the strength to push through in our singleness, oh God. Someone is getting so weary in their singleness, God. Give them the strength, oh God, to keep pushing through, oh God. Give them the joy, oh God, to keep pushing forward, oh God. We thank you for how you are uplifting them in this season, oh God. Lord, we thank you for this season of waiting, God. We thank you for all you're about to do, oh God, and what you have done, oh God. Lord, we thank you for the healing of someone, oh God, on today, the healing of the mind, oh God, healing of the heart, oh God. Lord, we ask you to heal someone from a heartbreak, oh God. It wasn't expected, oh God, but Lord, mend their hearts on today, oh God. Give them safe spaces where they can heal, oh God. Send them people who will pray for them, who will encourage them, and who uplift them, oh God. Send people who will not talk about them behind their back, oh God. Send people who will cover them in prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for someone who's being restored on today. You're restoring their faith, oh God. You're restoring their hope and love again, oh God. You're restoring them in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the wholeness that the singles will have in this season, oh God. They will be holding you, oh God. They won't be thinking about their single season, oh God. They will put all their all into knowing you, like number four, knowing their purpose, oh God, and serving, oh God. Lord, we thank you for this being a preparation period for many of the singles, God. How you are preparing us for kingdom marriage, how you're preparing our hearts and our minds for the next phase of our life, oh God. Lord, give us a heart of forgiveness on today, oh God, so that we can forgive in our marriage, oh God. Lord, help us to forgive those who have hurt us in the past, oh God. Someone is holding a whole baggage of unforgiveness from different parts of their life, oh God. We ask today that you will free them from that unforgiveness, oh God, that it would have in their heart to forgive so that you can move them into the next phase of their life, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And Lord, let people who we have hurt forgive us, oh God. Help them to forgive us, oh God, in this season, oh God. Lord, show us any behaviors that is hindering our new relationships from coming into our lives. Lord, we ask that you would help us to heal from experiences that we weren't expecting, oh God. Help us to heal in this season from things that we don't really talk about, oh God. Give us safe spaces, oh God. Send people to pray for us, to cover us, oh God. Send pastors, send coaches, send therapists, oh God, that will help us to heal in this season, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, show us the areas that we don't even know that we need healing in, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we come against any unhealthy patterns, any unhealthy habits, any unhealthy mindsets that's keeping us stagnant in the area of love. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In this season, Lord, give us healthy relationships that are going to bring us, that's going to bring you glory, that's going to bring you honor, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, help us to love others the way you love us, oh God. Let me say that one more time. Lord, help us to love others the way you love us, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, help us to treat others with love and respect and kindness, oh God. Lord, we thank you for how you are molding us to be godly wives and godly husbands, oh God. Lord, we thank you for the mentors and the people who will come into our life that show us how to be godly wives and godly husbands. We thank you for those who are going to gird us up in this season of singleness and that are going to help us be prepared for marriage, oh God. We thank you for the godly figures that are coming into our life to show us what a godly marriage looks like. Oh God, thank you, Jesus. Lord, I'm praying for someone who may be going through a season of loneliness. Someone is suffering from a spirit of loneliness, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. People, Lord, give them people that will pray for them. Bring people in their lives that will cover them, oh God. Someone is feeling lonely. People are around them, but they still feel lonely, God. But Lord, reassure them on today, oh God, that you see them, oh God, that you are with them, oh God, and that you love them, oh God. Lord, wrap your arms around them so that they can feel your love. Lord, wrap your arms around them so that you can feel, they can feel your peace, oh God. Lord, wrap your arms around them so that you can feel, they can feel your comfort, oh God, and that you never leave them nor forsake them, oh God. Lord, send people randomly that will come into their lives that will uplift them and pray for them and encourage them in the midnight hour, oh God. Someone will pray for them, oh God. Someone will be praying for them, oh God. Lord, lift them up in the midnight hour. Cover their thoughts with your thoughts, oh God. Lord, give them hope so that they can see their way, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We just want to give you honor. We just want to give you praise. Lord, we pray for Syria. In Turkey, oh God, we pray for comfort and strength during this time, oh God. We pray that for the people who have lost loved ones due to this tragedy, oh God. Lord, we pray that someone will be saved from the rubble, oh God. Lord, we pray for the workers who are working day and night, pulling people out of the rubble, oh God. Lord, we ask that you will send a miracle to that country, oh God. That you will send a healing miracle. Heal their land in Jesus' name. Heal their land in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to give you honor on today, God. You are amazing, God. You are the one that makes a way out of no way, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. So I'm going to pray for some of the prayer requests. Feel free to put some of your prayer requests in the chat. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So I'm going to pray for the prayer requests. Many of you have wrote prayer requests in the Singles Who Pray group. If you're listening on YouTube, feel free to write it in the chat. And if you have missed the prayer request wall, feel free to write it now in the chat. Thank you, Jesus. So I'm going to pray for some of the requests. Someone is praying for their sister and their children. They've been going through a hard time. So Lord, right now we lift up this young lady's sister, oh God. You know her situation. You know what she is going through, oh God. We ask that you will heal her from the top of her head to the sole of her feet, oh God. We ask that you put a hedge of protection around her and her children, oh God. Send them a miracle, oh God. Send them a breakthrough that they've been praying for. Release the burden that is on that family, oh God. Give them rest, oh God. Give them peace, oh God. Give them comfort, oh God. Make a way out of no way in Jesus' name. Someone is praying for their comedy show and all their upcoming events. They're having a Christian comedy show. Lord, we ask that you will bless their show, oh God, that it will bring glory to your name, oh God, that it will uplift someone who comes into that building, that they will be uplifted with joy and from laughter, oh God, and from fellowship, oh God. We ask that you will make it an amazing event, oh God, and that you will continue to bless the upcoming events that is coming for our sister. We ask that you will use her for your glory and use her in a mighty way in Jesus' name. Someone is praying for healing. Hallelujah. They're praying for the healing of the body, oh God. We ask that you heal them from the top of the head to the sole of the feet, oh God. We ask that you will also give them an internal healing, healing of the heart, oh God, and healing of the mind, oh God. We ask that you will heal them in this season. It'll be a supernatural healing, oh God. They're praying for a closer walk with you, oh God. We ask that you will give them a new eyes to help to see you, oh God, that you will move in their life so that they can see the power in their life. They will see that their faith is being increased in this moment, oh God. We ask that you will pray for their kingdom spouse, oh God, that you will bring them together for your glory at your timing, oh God. We ask that you continue to prepare this young woman for marriage, oh God. Lord, we ask that you give her the desires of her heart in Jesus' name. Someone is praying for direction. Hallelujah. Direction. Thank you, Jesus. Someone is praying for clarity, oh God. We ask that you would give them the clarity that they need to walk into the right doors, oh God. We ask that you give them clarity for their situation. Give them the guidance that they need to go into the next phase of their life. We ask that you would give them an open door, oh God, and you would give them a sign through your word, oh God, and you would give them confirmation that this is the door that they should be walking in, oh God. Lord, remove any distractions or any voices that are telling them to do something that is not contrary to what you are trying to do in their life, oh God. So Lord, we ask that you would guide them in this season, oh God, and they will hear your voice clearly in Jesus' name. Someone's praying for healing. We ask that you would heal them from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. You know what they've been dealing with health-wise, oh God. We ask that you would give them a breakthrough of healing, oh God, that you will give them the healing that they've been praying for, oh God. We ask that you will come into the room today, oh God, and heal them like never before in Jesus' name. Someone's praying for their friend. Lord, we lift up Keith in Jesus' name. You know him, oh God. You know what he's been in need of. You know what he's been praying for, oh God. Lord, we ask that you give him the breakthrough that he's been praying for. We ask that you make a way out of no way for Keith, oh God. We ask that you will heal him, oh God. And we ask that you will do something in his life that's going to bring him closer to you, that he will see you in another way, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Someone is praying for a job. We ask that you would give them the job that they desire, God. Lord, exceed their expectation when it comes to their job. That it will be a job that they will love. There will be a job that where they can grow, oh God. And it will be a job where the people will be nice to them. They will have nice employers. They will have nice co-workers, excuse me. And they will be a job that would be great for them, oh God, that they can advance in their career, oh God. Open a door. Give them favor. Favor and favor and favor on that job. Lord, they're praying for a financial breakthrough, oh God. Do it for them, oh God. Give them multiple streams of income so that they can have financial streams. Oh God, multiple streams of income so they can have more than enough money to get things done, oh God, to pay their bills, to take care of their family, and also to do the things that they need to do for themselves, oh God. So Lord, we praise you in advance for a financial miracle in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I see some of the comments. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We are praying right now for someone's son, that they will mature as a man of God. Oh God, we ask that you will continue to bless this man, develop him in his spiritual walk, oh God. Continue to let him grow in the knowledge of you, God. We ask that you would remove any distractions that is hindering him from growing in Christ, oh God. We ask that you would continue to bring people in his life, a community of believers that would be there for him, that's going to cover him, that's going to uplift him in his season of growing, oh God. Lord, we pray for a successful vision workshop, oh God. Let all things come together for your glory. Let people be impacted, oh God. Let the people come and be helped, oh God. And let it be all that she is calling this workshop to be. And they're calling that all things, they're praying that they will be all that God has called them to be this year. Lord, we ask that they will walk boldly in their calling, oh God. We ask that they will walk with power, oh God, and authority, oh God, and that they will not shrink back in this season, that they will walk in power doing all that you have called them to be in this season. Lord, someone's praying for their son for a reliable car. Lord, we ask that you will open up a great door for our new car, a working car, oh God, for this person, oh God. Open up anything that's hindering them, move it out the way, oh God, so they could get the car that they need, so they can do what they have to do and go to the places where they need to go with this car, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for a great job with benefits, oh God. We thank you for a great job where they can grow, oh God. We thank you for a job that would be a blessing. Lord, we thank you for the favor that they will receive on that job. We thank you for the elevation. Ooh, I don't know who that's for. Elevation on that job. Suddenly, oh God, thank you, Jesus. Lord, we are praying for salvation and relationship with God for Ken. We ask that you will save him, oh God, that he will give his life totally over to you, oh God, that he will see you like never before, oh God, that he will just be so hungry in the knowledge of God, that he will be so hungry to read the word, that he will be so hungry just to press, hallelujah, in the presence of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue, if you guys have more prayer requests, continue to write it in the chat. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for everyone who has tuned in. We thank you for all those who will listen to the replay. Hallelujah. You know them name by name. You know where they're tuning from. We ask that you would give them a blessing and a breakthrough. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, feel free to come to write. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 I pray that this prayer was a blessing. This is a pop-up prayer. I'm going to try to do more of these. If you guys have some last minute prayer requests, feel free to come out to end. Feel free, because we are 40 minutes. I did not know we were going to be on this long. But we thank God for this pop-up prayer. And I pray that someone was blessed. And I just want to encourage you guys. And this week, remember that God loves you. God thinks the world of you. And be love. Be happy. Just try your best to just operate in love on this week, and you're going to see how God is going to change your mindset. You're going to see how God is just going to work things out on your behalf. So I pray that you guys have a blessed weekend. Blessings. I have one more prayer request. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. Yes, guys, you guys pray for me. Keep praying for me in Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Keep praying for me. Thank you, Mom. Thank you, everyone who's been on. To God be the glory. Because, guys, I don't like getting up on Saturdays, but God is pushing me. If I have to, you know, this is live today, but some days I may have to do a rebroadcast because I'm, you know, have things. But if I'm up, we're going to pray. So I pray that this bless someone. You guys have a great weekend. Feel free to invite your friends to the group. We're going to do more things like this. Hopefully have a live event before the month is out with a guest speaker. So I pray you have a great weekend, guys. God bless. Be encouraged.